This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Today we're talking to Dr. Matthew Budoff. He is a cardiologist, and he is at UCLA. He's the endowed chair for preventive cardiology at Harbor-UCLA Medical Center. So, Dr. Budoff, what are some of the preventive strategies that you're working on in your research at UCLA for in the field of preventive cardiology? What does that entail?
So, my day-to-day work, I'm trying to work on new therapies that will help prevent people from ever suffering a heart attack or stroke. The number one cause of death for both men and women in the U.S. and actually in the world is heart disease. And we certainly want to try to continue to find new therapies that can help us in that battle to reduce the risk and give people longer life.
So in addition to, diet and exercise and stress reduction, all the usual verities, avoidance of smoking, the tried and true lifestyle methods, you have a particular interest in the potential for nutraceuticals to have an impact on cardiovascular wellness. So I think it's kind of a natural for you to study the effects of nitrate-containing tablets. In this case, Berkeley Life makes a nitric oxide supplement. And so your recent study actually validates that. And, one of the things that I appreciate really about your work is that, you're kind of a bridge between the natural products community and academe, because what we need is we need well-conducted studies, double-blind placebo-controlled studies like this to validate some of the things that we believe are helpful. So, appreciation to you for engaging in that kind of work. So, if you were to design a program of nutraceuticals that would support cardiovascular health, I know that nitric oxide tablets would be front and center, but what are some of the others that you think would be plausible for people who are trying to avoid cardiovascular problems?
So, you had mentioned some of the key things we always focus on: diet, exercise, maintaining a healthy weight. But there's a number of nutraceuticals now that really can help supplement what we do and help us in our long-term battle. We've been studying this beetroot extract to develop a way to get increased nitric oxide into the body, because a lot of us can't eat enough fruits and vegetables. So I think there's an opportunity there to really improve for those of us who don't have the optimal diet, or for those who feel they need additional supplementation in that regard.
Right. So these Berkeley Life tablets, they include nitrate-rich beetroot extract. I'm looking at the ingredients. Thiamine nitrate and potassium nitrate with a little bit of ascorbic acid. How did your team arrive at that ideal formulation? What about it makes it more bioavailable or potent?
Yeah, so it's a combination of, I think, as you mentioned, bioavailability. The ascorbic acid helps get it into the system so that we don't degrade it when we first take the tablets. Both the thiamine and potassium are also supplements, but the main ingredient, the largest ingredient, is really the beetroot extract, and that has the majority of the nitric oxide, the inorganic nitric oxide that's then rapidly converted into nitrous oxide in the body.
Have you done any equivalent studies to determine how many beets one would have to eat, or how much beet juice would you have to drink, or how big a serving of arugula you'd have to consume to get what you're getting from these tablets?
Yeah, it's a great question, and obviously there's a lot of variables there in how, you know, exactly what size and maybe what you know, variety of different, there might be some differences, but you probably have to have consistently multiple intake of each of those, or at least of one of those, each day. So it would have to be a daily intake of the beets, daily intake of arugula, on a regular basis, and probably multiple times a day to really get enough to change your nitric oxide levels over the course of a 24-hour period.
And I've heard that the use of mouthwash can sometimes interfere with the conversion of dietary nitrates into nitric oxide. Is there something to that? Is it, if people are taking this, that, you know, they should, you know, forego their Listerine?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, you know, a lot of the products have either alcohol in it or other you know, things that are meant to help us fight germs and bad breath, but they end up breaking down.
Antimicrobials kind of things, yeah.
Exactly, right. And then they end up breaking down some of the products. So, yeah, I would definitely not take it right before I brushed my teeth or did a mouth rinse, just to make sure you get full absorption. It is absorbed fairly quickly, so I'm not too worried, but you certainly don't want to do it, you know, and then take a big swig of Listerine.
So we're focusing on hypertension because that's an easily measurable parameter, but are there any other systems of the body that can be impacted by adequate nitric oxide? I mean, it's a signaling molecule that's ubiquitous. It's everywhere. So are there other potential benefits to circulation, to athletic performance? It's even been claimed potentially for sexual performance.
Yeah. I think as we had mentioned one point earlier, you know, the high nitric oxide levels may is kind of how the mechanism of Viagra and you know, that's related to potency or treating impotency, I should say. But I think, you know, the big wins that we think about with high nitric oxide content is anti-inflammation. We know that inflammation is a chronic problem that really can hurt multiple organs. We know it can cause atherosclerosis. We know that it's, you know, a disease that can come from many different places, including things like gingivitis and joint inflammation. And chronic inflammation goes down under the effect of beetroot extract. It's also been demonstrated to help with digestive health. So improved
the microbiome.
Exactly. Improving our ability to absorb better nutrients and overall having a healthier long-term physiology.
Okay, folks, at this point, let's pause and allow one of our sponsors an opportunity to share this vital message with you. This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Protocol for Life Balance product line, available at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, several stand out, which help support positive mood and relaxation. GABA, 5-HTP, SAMe, L-tryptophan, and Mucuna extract. With current economic and living conditions causing widespread sadness and tension, these neurotransmitters and their precursors can help support positive mood and relaxation. That's according to numerous clinical studies. Their ingredients are backed by solid scientific data. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Thanks for listening and thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make Intelligent Medicine a continuing free resource. to you. And now back to our guest, Professor Matthew Budoff. You know, I don't want to move into dangerous territory here, but, you know, I've been looking at a lot of the possible mechanisms that may be involved in immunity and susceptibility to viral infections, and then ultimately this devastating path that some patients take towards cytokine storm and respiratory failure and ultimately death. From my reading, nitric oxide is involved there. Again, we don't want to make, you know, fantastic claims that nitric oxide is some sort of bulwark against COVID-19, but is nitric oxide metabolism part of our overall resilience to viral pathogens?
Yeah, I mean, and you know, obviously we're still learning quite a bit with this new virus and this terrible outbreak that we're all going through together. But yes, I think inflammation and as you said, you know, kind of an inflammatory storm really is probably why some people do so poorly with this infection, and whether, you know, having higher levels of nitric oxide would be one way of circumventing that, or maybe taking therapies that reduce inflammation. You know, these are things that many people around the world are looking at, but I don't think we have all the answers to yet. But I think it's at least plausible that therapies that have an anti-inflammatory property would be beneficial potentially in blunting some of this, some of the worst cases of this disease.
And I'm also curious why, in your attempt to address this nitric oxide deficiency problem and to augment nitric oxide, that you haven't taken one of the routes that's commonly taken in nutritional supplementation, which is to look at arginine and citrulline as ways of boosting nitric oxide. Is that not a useful way to do that, or is it less important in some way?
No. I think there's alternative ways of doing this. I think arginine has been, you know, we've done some studies with some garlic products with arginine supplementation as well. I think there's definitely different ways of approaching this that could be helpful. You know, we were kind of working with Berkeley Life specifically to help validate this formulation, which is obviously primarily a beetroot extract formulation. But there's definitely multiple ways of getting around this or getting to this benefit. And I think the arginine pathway is robust as well.
So you would see, it's that sort of like all roads lead to Rome, in a sense, is that you can get some augmentation through arginine citrulline, but it's a little bit of a different pathway, and you can come at it in a different direction by using the dietary nitrates, right?
Absolutely. And I'm interested, you know, potentially in looking at supplements that might have multiple pathways and seeing if we have even a larger effect, if these are complementary to each other, or if they're competing, where if you're doing one, doing the other one isn't going to really add that much value. We need to look at that as well.
We don't even know yet. So, this is a subject for future research.
Absolutely.
I work out extensively. I'm trying to maintain my fitness into my 60s. And I take the Berkeley Life product prior to workouts. Am I deluding myself to think that in some way I might have better endurance, better stamina, better circulation, you know, improved?
No, I mean, I think there's definitely... Well, we've seen, so one of the things that we did measure in our formal test, we didn't only look at blood pressure, we also looked at the effect on the blood vessel health. We looked literally at how well the body responds to and the arteries open up under the influence of the beetroot extract versus the placebo, and we did see a much more robust response.
So the endothelial reactivity, right? It's called endothelial.
Exactly, okay, exactly.
Right. So the stretchability of the blood vessels, right?
Right, and we looked at brachial flow and then how well it dilated after being compressed by a blood pressure cuff, so the reaction after a stimulus, and we found a much more robust response within the first, the biggest response was in the first 2 hours. We saw a sustained response over the 12 weeks, but we saw the biggest response immediately. So I think taking this, you know, prior to exercise, taking this, you know, to see a somewhat immediate effect, we did see that. We did see we didn't measure it at, you know, 30 minutes or an hour. We just did a 2 hour test and then followed them long term. But we did see a reduction, an improvement in blood vessel health at our 2 hour mark. So I think taking it before you exercise or before you, you know, do something where vascular health may be important does have a basis in some of the work that we've done and other work as well, of course.
Now, some people might get confused because they scrupulously avoid nitrite bacon, right? Because that's also a related compound, or is it the same thing? And is, you know, are they misguided in trying to avoid nitrites, dietary nitrites versus dietary nitrates? I'm a little confused about the terminology myself.
Yeah, nitrites are very bad for you. Nitrates are good for you, but they're not directly the same. So,
okay. So it's like one letter difference, you know, right?
Exactly. No, I think, you know, unfortunately, you know, we have sometimes things happen like that where they sound similar and it lends confusion to everybody, not only to you and your listeners. We all get confused by these. And then when you're speaking about it, you know, people may mishear you and it's one letter off it's much different. It's the exact opposite.
Right, because some people are saying nitrates, yeah, I mean, I'm avoiding that bacon that has that bad stuff in it. You know, it's like, I want my bacon to be uncured and nitrite-free. That's different. Okay.
Right.
Especially when you heat the bacon at the high temperatures and, you know, something, chemical reactions can occur that render it carcinogenic or harmful. So let's sum up the results of the study. Study looking at 67 individuals, average blood pressure, moderately high, borderline, good results with simply taking a couple of Berkeley Life tablets in the morning, presumably, before starting the day. Systolic blood pressure down 12.5 points from my reading of this study, and diastolic blood pressure down 4.7%, and no interference with the use of other antihypertensive therapies. So that can be an add-on therapy, it could be a standalone therapy, depending on how bad your blood pressure is.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think you summed it up perfectly. Yeah, and definitely supplemental to traditional therapies or as a complement to a more of a plant-based dietary approach for blood pressure control.
Okay, great. So where can people get more information about this study? Go ahead.
So it's there's a website, berkeleylife.com. So Berkeley Life, all one word, .com. They have a tab at the bottom called Clinical Studies, and you can find out more. And they have some of these studies as well as a few others that have been done to demonstrate the benefit of the therapy and how nitric oxide can help us support our heart health and vascular health.
Indeed. Great stuff. And incidentally, you know, since I've discovered this, by the way, you know, and I will mention this, and there are a lot of brands of beetroot extract out there, but this is the one that I use because I believe it's really the professional type of supplement that health practitioners use. It's not really available over the counter. It's available through healthcare practitioners, as far as I'm concerned. It's available via FullScript, which is our online dispensary, to Intelligent Medicine listeners. But it's probably not something that you're going to find in Costco, you know, right?
Right. Yes. And I think, you know, and the company has, you know, funded a number of studies to really validate their product. And I think that really, you know, should lend a lot of confidence to the consumer that this is not just, you know, a pill that's coming off the line that has no validation, that's trying to ride the coattails of some of the more well-controlled or well-performed studies.
Mm-hmm. That's very well said. And, you know, and credit to the Berkeley Life people that, you know, they're willing to invest the time, the resources, and frankly, you know, make a financial commitment to validating the therapy that that they're advocating. Because, well, you know, nutritional supplements, they come and go. And some of them are based on sort of, you know, some supposed benefit or some folkloric benefit. You know, natives in Tahiti took this and they lived to be 110. This is not of that type. Right.
Exactly, exactly.
All right. Great stuff. Thank you very much, Dr. Budoff, for joining us. Dr. Matthew Budoff, professor of medicine at UCLA. Thanks for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on.
Great. Enjoyed talking to you. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Take care.
Yep. You too. Stay safe. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, this is a vital time to bolster our immune defenses. I've received countless requests for a specific list of supplements that I recommend to support immune health. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Immune Support Protocol, my supplement recommendations offering the greatest boost for your immune system when it's needed most. Best medicine is preventive medicine. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information. drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the immune support protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for our supplement starter kit, heart health protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take for myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free priority shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.